Good day, I'm Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap on Sunday, December 15th, 2024. In an intriguing revelation, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, has spotlighted term life insurance as the leading cause for customer grievances in the last fiscal year. How big, you ask? Well, a commanding 41% of complaints were targeted at life insurance disputes, amounting to a staggering 54,896 cases and leading to recompense of more than $11 million. Service concerns, delays, and premium disputes were at the heart of these grievances. It's equally intriguing to note that half of these complaints were resolved on the same day, with a further quarter shortly thereafter, patently within 8 days. From October last year, financial services are now bound to document all grievances in a bid to promote transparency and accountability. According to ASIC, this information aids in fine-tuning internal dispute resolution processes, simultaneously enhancing consumer protection. This report is part and parcel of ASIC's commitment to optimizing internal procedures for the public good. Then, we swing our focus to a peculiar car theft case involving an Audi Q5 where a miscommunication led to the ignition key unintentionally left in the vehicle. Initially disputed by RAC Insurance due to purported negligence, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, AFCA, contested and found the couple's actions as inadvertent rather than reckless. Emphasizing the subtlety of policy interpretation, this case underscores the delicate balancing act between negligence and endangerment. Consequently, the ruling leaned towards the couple, reminding us of the importance of context in insurance claims. Next up, a surge in claims related to mental health. Insurance provider TAL exposes statistics revealing mental health claims now significantly surpass physical ailments. Conditions like depression and PTSD lead the charge, comprising 29% of claims for a six-month period ending in September. Compare this to 18% from physical injuries, and the trend becomes apparent. This surge indicates an evolution in the role of life insurance, extending beyond mere financial support. TAL's strategic response includes offering its clients mental health services and psychiatric assessments. Lastly, but by no means least, health insurance premiums in Australia are under the microscope due to a known tactic: product phoenixing. This involves insurers replacing old policies with new, pricier ones, effectively circumventing annual rate change regulations. This trend, highly criticized by Health Minister Mark Butler, adds significant costs for customers and is particularly harsh on gold policyholders. After a 21% policy price surge in 2023, followed by a 14% increase this year, the government is insisting on insurer accountability and warning of possible legislative action. That's our roundup for this week, bringing you the key headlines from the insurance industry in Australia. Remember, for all your personal and business insurance needs, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, stay safe and informed.